day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's the 67th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites in Norman. Convention speakers include NCBA's Jennifer Houston, Cattlemen Beef Board Chair Chuck Coffey, and opening session keynoter Congressman Frank Lucas. And this year's trade show will be bigger and better than ever. Registration information available on the website at okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show, July 19th and 20th in Norman.
When you see feral rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Feral rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields, higher yields.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. July hogs go off the board today with August taking over as front month. July and August are lower while later contracts were posting gains. Corn futures under pressure today with September down 8¾ cents. The Dow Jones down 28 points while NASDAQ is down 2 points. Over in live cattle today, futures continued to hold an uptrend but struggled to do so. The higher cash trade of last week factoring into the market, leaving little to get excited about. Futures, though, continued to show some optimism with prices increasing throughout the end of the year. This is no expectation for cash cattle trade early in the week, as show lists have been distributed. Box beef cutouts mixed, with choice up 68 cents per hundredweight and select down 13 cents per hundredweight, with 74 total loads counted. In feeder cattle today, futures began the week with some weakness as double-digit losses dominated the day. There was some initial volatility during the first hour of trading, but contracts have since traded in a tight sideways pattern. Futures look to be tipping downward in the trend, but may find some support from the live cattle complex. Meanwhile, grains were lower today with corn trade 5 to 7 cents lower, soybean trade 6 to 9 cents lower, with meal $2 to $3 lower and oil flat to 10 points higher. Crush margins remain positive today with meal and oil regaining the lead today, with meal remaining near the upper end of the range and gaining ground again overnight. Finally today, wheat trade was 10 to 12 cents lower with trade following the lead of the row crops. The Kansas City-Chicago spread slightly wider this morning, the corn and hard red winter wheat spread narrowing again, while the warmer weather though should allow harvest to progress and move into the home stretch, while Europe makes progress as the Black Sea continues to see some mixed yields, with Russian estimates moving lower last week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.